This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome back, and we're coming back, and we should have Terry Cook here. I guess sent the number to GCN Studio, Dan, so you should have that, and we'll connect with Terry Cook. He's a Christian author. I've had him on the show years ago. I got a contact this morning from Jerry McLaughlin on the East Coast, and he often gives me really good guests. Do we have Terry? Okay, that's good. Now, I want to do some other things. Now, Michelle, as you can tell, is a little overexcited. We had a lot of interrupting each other back and forth, but I'm going to do a lot of discussion on this hour and the next hour about the SARS coronavirus. Now, I did yesterday a pretty well an audio review of the PowerPoint I'm preparing, which is an update. And you have to understand, God had my day timer. I'm an expert at bioweapons and bioterrorism and wargame simulations, and I've been working in this field for 50 years almost, 48 years. So I worked with the federal government 24 years ago under Reserve Admiral Hughes in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter with the federal government for the FEMA, CDC, and FBI. There's nobody on radio or TV more qualified than me to talk about this. I have a background in virology and bacteriology 48 years ago. I have a background in bioterrorism, wargame simulations. Nobody knows more than I do, and I'm constantly learning from experts like Francis Boyle, other virologists, and lab work and reports that I'm studying. Now, you're going to hear the best information. This is a nation slayer. This was designed and paid for by all of our government agencies, including the agency under Mr. Fauci, the NIH. This was not stolen by the Chinese. We actually sold it to them. We collaborate with them, and they created this new super chimera. It is a nation slayer. Remember, the agenda is to, number one, not only reduce the population, especially the elderly or the weak or sick already, but to chip the rest of the population, pushes into a new financial system called the Matrix. If you look at the videos done by Bill Gates last year, this is very, very prophetic. We're literally in the apocalypse, the end times. Now, some people may say, well, my pastor doesn't believe that. I said, the problem is, your pastor's not a prophet. I am, okay? And that may offend you out there, but I want you to do two things. I want you to absorb and ask questions, number one. Don't necessarily believe what I say. And then go pray on it. And if the prayer tells you that, you know, the eagle is telling the truth, and I can give you documents, pictures, videos, whatever, it'll show you. You say, my gosh, maybe he's telling the truth. Sometimes you don't believe me until I crack a really good joke because you don't understand the science, which can be pretty complex at times. But I want you to understand that. Do we have Terry Cook ready?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Terry is in Spokane, Washington.
Wonderful. Terry, you know, you've been on my show before. You're an author. What's your latest book that you're doing? Because I talked to Jerry McLaughlin. I had you on my show years ago here, I think back in Genesis. Tell me what your latest book is, and we want to get into that.
Yeah, I've been an author since 1995, and you've been on the radio forever, Bill.
I had a channel on Clear Channel in the mid-90s when I was in practice called Doctor's Best Medicine with a comedian from Hollywood, Mark Allen Curry.
Oh, okay.
And then I did 2 hours on Wednesday night at the studios in downtown Denver and their fancy studios. Then I started to 42 cities in Israel in 1999 with the Prophecy Club. And in 2005, after I called the Alex Jones Show in 2004, December, I got to invite for a guest for an hour on Pastor Butch Pond's show. He's usually on my show at least once a week or once every 2 weeks. And then I started on February of 2005 with Ted Anderson calling me and said, I want you to do a show on the network. I've kind of wandered around a bit. I've been over at Republic Radio and Drench Network, and so I love this. The best is Genesis, for sure. But I've developed in the last few years a thing I've been working on for about 10 years. It's called a live stream, which later was taken over by Vimeo. And now I'm going to be launching next week when my supercomputer gets back from refurbishing. It's called Vitaradio. And, of course, I like to invent things. It's basically where simultaneously to my guests, you can be on camera, or I can put documents up or even parts of text on my video, and you can watch it on your iPhone, iPad, Android, your computer, laptop, anywhere in the world, and it's all free. I pay for everything. So you don't have to do anything, and I will promote your books. I never charge anybody for promoting your books. I believe it's especially Christian ministry. It's part of my job to be a prophet bringing forth other people with, I call, my manna truck of truth, you know. My truck is manna truck from the Lord telling you, people, I want you to have faith, and you get faith by eating our truth manna. What do you think of that?
Bill, that's amazing. Yeah, I knew your name rang a bell, and I've been out of the business full time for many years. But I was on the circuit quite a long time with Noah Hutchings at Southwest Radio. Also Stan Johnson. Stan Johnson and I worked together for a couple of years.
Well, Stan, actually, with the Prospect Club, I was brought on around to 40. I did actually a conference in 98 at downtown Denver when they had an international conference, and I traveled to 42 cities in Israel in 1999 on my own time. I donated all my books, by the way, just to the ministry. But I want you to start off with talking about your book, and we'll go from there.
Well, Bill, it's a pleasure to be back on with you, sir. And, I'm 73 now. I'm a little bit older than when you and I first connected 25 years ago. But I subsequently wrote quite a few other books that didn't sell well. Because, if you don't have a publicist like the man who referred me to you today, Jerry, it's impossible to, become a big seller. So my books, sold 100,000, 75,000 or something, but I ended up writing about 12 of them, and I just republished a few good ones that are back on Amazon.
Right.
That consist of all the things, pertain to all the things you just mentioned before I got on the show with you, and of course that you and I have known about for 30 years.
Right.
But, it's all
I remember your background. If I remember, you were involved with law enforcement, is that right, a long time ago?
I'm a retired L.A. sheriff lieutenant
former
state of California fraud investigator, and I'm an ex-major in the National Guard in anti-communist intelligence.
Ah, cool. Okay. Yeah, so in other words, you have what's called serious past life reality checks. How's that?
Something like that.
Yeah. Listen, I often get through to people because I often talk fast. And I have defects, okay? I talk over my guests sometimes, and I try to learn how to not interrupt them. But also, people have to understand that I do not have a cape, and I do not have a fireproof suit and fly at the speed of light. But intellectually and spiritually, God's gifted me. And he's made me a big bro, spiritually and medically and otherwise, for my little brothers and sisters who need to hear the truth and get saved, health-wise, geopolitically, and spiritually, because this is not... Ta-da! This is the apocalypse. It started January 27th. The apocalypse that day, that Monday, when I launched my article on the SARS coronavirus, was the first day of the unveiling, the apocalypse. And by the way, it's not all bad. It's unveiling good and bad. And it's making you choose sides. It's making you seek the Lord, right?
Well, Bill, don't apologize to me if that's what you were doing indirectly about... interrupting me and so forth, because I have the same problem, I did 6 years in a police car in Los Angeles. I handled Charles Manson. I handled 8 murders. I handled some of the roughest areas, and back when I was able to do so. Now I'm just an old fart.
Okay, what I want you to do is, the most important thing, I mentioned this to Jerry, I said, I want to hear about your books because I want people to read them. And the reason is, I don't know if you know about, the thing that the process is called reverse speech. Do you know what it is?
No, I'm having a hard time hearing some of what you're saying.
It's called reverse speech. Have you heard about reverse speech? I'm going to mention that. When you make something, when you write a book, when you write a thing, or you just talk to people, your soul or your higher self is saying things in reverse to the regular. And if you actually take that, you can extract in reverse speech the truth of what they're saying. So if you're at a meeting and you pull it up now, the reason why I say it, there's spirit words embedded in your books. They're trying to talk to their soul, of people that read them. Or, in other words, the words from the higher self. And although we think we're just an I, we're also all connected to other living human beings in the past, present, and future. We're both an I and a we. And we have to understand that wisdom doesn't come from our mind figuring things out. It comes from a higher self. That's why I tell people all your questions come from your soul and your spirit. And even in sleep at night is basically soul speak. Your soul is talking to your mind and telling you stories. So you have to understand when you write a book like this, your soul is trying to communicate with people, not just on a story level, but also on a communicative level to witness to them something that gives them what I call spirit knowledge. It transcends above a linear, nonlinear knowledge like poetry, song, and artwork to talk to their soul. And that's why I want to get out first. The most important thing we do in life is, number one, pray. And number two, ask questions. So go ahead and tell us about the purpose of your books and what you wrote.
Well, Dr. Bill, you just articulated what I myself was unable to communicate. And in fact, that's exactly what compelled me to write this so-called fictional book, which is really about the apocalypse, which, you know, has started essentially with this virus. So, but
yeah, by the way, I got a word of prayer for you. The Lord told me I have to pray for you right now. You know why?
Please do.
May the Lord God bless you and keep you. Baruch atah Adonai Melech HaOlam. As an Aaronic priest and descendant of Moses, I touch you with the Spirit and the wisdom of the Most High. You, Terry Cook, are called to speak truth to the people, and may their soul ring with a ray of glory that the Most High God has spoken through your voice today and your books that you have to bring them faith. As Jesus said, when I return to the earth, will there be faith among the people of earth? And they will receive it when they study not only their Bible, but pray and read books by authors that try to bring spiritual manna so their soul is fed and not starving at the time of the end. Go ahead.
Oh, what a beautiful prayer. Thank you so much, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, by the way, that prayer, I got word for word from God because he speaks to me like my ancestor Moshe. People say, where did you get that prayer, Deagle? I said, do you remember the congregation? And so Aaron and Miriam came before the congregation and said, and they had the pillar of fire and the pillar of smoke, and God would actually speak to the people loud. And they came actually, it says in the book of Genesis, they came up to the Moses and said, please, Moses, our wives are crying out. They're saying, please ask God to stop speaking to us publicly from the pillar of fire and the pillar of smoke. Do you know why? Because they were cooking sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven, and they had lascivious pagan ceremonies. 9 months earlier, they'd had sex with us and their husband. And if they didn't have a baby, they'd make a sweet bed in the form of a little boy or girl, like a gingerbread baby, and they lay in the arms of Moloch on the ceremonies of Bolin to Ashtoreth. The so-called symbol of Israel is not a symbol. It's the goddess of the Canaanites to sacrifice babies to Lucifer. Did you know that?
Well, yes, but not as clearly as you do now, because you're right up to speed on everything.
Right. So I want people to understand this. It's really important people grasp this. This is not a warm-up. This is the apocalypse. We're unveiling good and evil, and you're going to hear the truth today. Back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
And welcome back. Terry, so this book, I got your website, by the way. It shows here, Duke, D-U-K-E, of hell.com. Now, I know you wanted to use that song. You know, what's that the song about the Duke?
Duke of hell, Duke of hell.
By Duke of Hell, you're talking about someone who's going to stop people from going to hell, right?
Well, actually, if you look up demonology, Bill, I know you know about it, but probably you don't study it every day. So pull it up on Google. Just pull in the Great Duke of Hell, which is the Trinity of Satan, the unholy Trinity of Satan.
Yeah,
and
I firmly believe
that Ashtar, which is a slightly changed name of the original demon in Genesis, Ashtaroth or Ishtar, is going to be the Antichrist, the son of the devil himself, and all of Satan's people on the internet. They're referring to Captain or Commander Ashtar and his light workers, but they're saying that Ashtar, Commander Ashtar, is soon going to land in a UFO.
Yeah, now, let me fill in some details, okay, that you may or may not know. Now, do you know the origin of the human race?
You mean beyond Genesis, or you
yes,
mean beyond,
beyond,
the
beyond, beyond, beyond the book of Genesis? You know the origin of the human race. But my co-prophet, his name is Ken Klein. He's family of survivors of the Holocaust. He's in 70. He used to be a 49er. And I consider him an Ezekiel prophet, okay? He's been on last Tuesday, and he's, believe it or not, he asked me to not interrupt him for an hour, so believe it or not, I didn't interrupt him, which I do all the time. So he wants the audio, so I'm going to send it to him. But you have to understand,
okay.
Now, do you know who Deagle is, really? You've heard me author on the show, but do you know who I really am?
No, I don't. So tell me.
Okay, first off, February 15th, 68 years ago, was my DOA day. Do you know what that means? Dead on arrival.
Dead on arrival? Is that what you mean, dead on arrival? What do you mean?
Dead on arrival,
world?
Yeah. I was on 5 pounds, 2 ounces. Then let me explain. Five pound, 4 ounce baby that was the leg and cord popped out, and the surgeon, Dr. Ollies, was going to crush my skull to save my mother's life and do an emergency C-section. My father threatened to kill him, so when they delivered me with a little golden veil that was over me for some reason or other, they sent me to, they delivered me dead on arrival and sent me to the morgue and gave me the last rites. And I came back and said,
are you joking, Bill? Are you joking?
No, I'm telling you the whole truth. This is the truth, okay? Now,
amazing.
Now you got to understand, 8.5 years later, I was a kid that back in the Toronto, Nova Scotia, used to play the storm drains, and I got bad tonsillitis. So a French surgeon at the Colchester County Hospital decided he'd do a guillotine style procedure on my tonsil. And when he did, he cut an artery in my neck. And I remember floating up over the operating room table and talking to the nurse, because now I was a very what I call curious kid. I'd aggravate adults by asking questions of them. I had a super high curiosity index. I'm the kind of kid that would ask parents questions, or adults who would make them kind of like shake their head, like, where did this kid come from? What's going on here? And they didn't answer me, so I walked toward the operating room doors, went through the doors, turned right, and all of a sudden I could see the nursery. And I see the babies all tightly wound up, and I realized that one of them started crying, and it was like a chorus. And all of a sudden, I got squished through this tunnel of light with crimson intersecting lines. And I was going down so fast, my arms and legs felt like they were going to get pulled off. It was hurting. So I cried out to God, and all of a sudden slowed down, and I'm in this tunnel of this place of clouds all around. And I looked across on the other side of the clouds, and when Yeshua Jesus appeared, a chasm in the clouds appeared, a little wooden bridge. And now, I'll describe who he looked like. He looked like a man over 6 foot tall, big shoulders, big hands, looked like he did heavy labor, white tunic on, broad golden sash. He had sandals that looked like sandals, but they shone like brass. He had holes in his wrists and ankles. He had vertical hash marks for something to shove down on his forehead. He had a very high forehead. He had a big, you know, cheeks, you know, very, very pronounced face. You know, like, look, I'm a Viking with olive-colored skin. He had a red beard, reddish auburn beard with pull-out chunks, looked like it was torn out. And when he looked at me, and he spoke telepathically, I said, where am I? And I put my hand on the little bridge, and he said, you're at the gates of heaven or paradise. He said, nothing evil can come here, because whatever you think is, there is no past or future, everything is now. And I put my hand on the thing, he said, do not cross over, because the silver cord will break. I said, what's that? I'll bring it into your imagination. He explained to me that the magnetite that's created by supernova connects our soul to our physical body, in the cord of living water connecting our pineal gland to our soul. And I saw it going down the tunnel of light, and didn't know what it was, right? And then he said, can you show me heaven? He said, of course. So all of a sudden, he's holding my hand. We're going flying over the golden city and go walking to the cities and buildings of gold. Went to countrysides, ate wonderful tasting food, saw nonviolent animals. He brought me to tens of thousands of worlds, both human and non-human beings. In fact, he told me some things I was not allowed to say for 60 years until 3 weeks ago. 60 years. And after he showed me all that, he said, now I'm back on my side of the clouds, and he's on his side. He said, well, do you want to go back? I said, of course not. I love heaven. I said, if I'm to go back, what am I to see? And he said, well, I'll show you. All of a sudden, I'm now about 400 miles above the earth in my little Johnny shirt with blood spattered on it, and it didn't look like Yeshua, Jesus. Only one God, by the way, not three. And he had white hair, and he had a talus on, which I'd never seen, because although I have Jewish and Hebrew blood, I'm a blood descendant of Moses, I saw this talus had blood spattered all over it, and he pointed toward the earth, and because my family are jewelers on my mother's side, he said, behold my blue jewel, the earth. And I said, yeah, it looks like a blue sapphire, which is like a, if you want to call it a bluish stone, the oceans, and the sunrise coming over, so it looked like a sapphire with a white cross on the whole planet as the sun was rising. And I heard a voice behind me said, behold the voice of the seven thunders. And he pointed toward the earth with his index and middle finger. And I saw fireballs rising everywhere, but especially over the continental lower 48 United States. And I got all excited, oh, a light show. And he looked at me really angry, like, you know, get a kid, be quiet. And I looked and I go, okay. And they turned into mushroom clouds. And with each behold, something more horrifying happened. It's the buildings falling like dominoes, mothers slitting the throats of their children so they wouldn't live another day, human cannibalism, tsunamis striking the coast, nuclear reactors melting down. And I saw a shroud pulled across the horizon, and like a meteor storm hitting the earth. And I saw horrifying things, people disappearing, like they're standing there. All of a sudden, they disappear, like poof. The radiation would hit them, and they turn into a cloud of dust. And I was crying really hard. Still makes me cry after all these years. And I said, why did you show me this? He said, it was prophesied that I would make you. And at the time of the end, you will know and you will tell my people. He held my two little hands and his big hands. And all of a sudden, I'm back on my side of the clouds. And he said, well, I said, why did you show me that? He said, because I want you to go back. And I said, well, I love you so much, I'll go back. I said, he said, now, if you do evil in my sight, I will destroy and annihilate you. I said, I love you so much, God, I will go back because I love you. And you show me all these worlds, and I know who you are. And he said, and he started crying, and he said, not since your ancestor Moshe has anyone said to me, eye to eye, hand to hand, that they would go back, even in danger of losing their eternal name in the book of life. And for this reason, when you do evil in my sight, I will shake your ugly human carcass, and I will make you a son again to save millions from the eternal fire of annihilation. He raised his hand, and the cord of light got really taut, and all of a sudden, I'm firing down this tunnel of light, and I remember an ether mask in my mouth. And I remember waking up 18 hours later out of a coma with blood going in both arms. It hurt like hell. And I had to stay at home in isolation in my bedroom for 3 months where the doctor would come by and used to sharpen up the needle back in the 50s on a, looked like a horse leather thing. And it hurt like hell when he gave me a shot in the ass with antibiotics to make sure I wouldn't die. So I went back and I told the nuns I was in a private Catholic school. And God told me don't say certain things, which I was held off for 60 years until 3 weeks ago. I told the nuns, I said, God showed me, and he taught me actually quantum mechanics and space. He told me about matter and time and space and curved time space. He taught me all these things. He brought me tens of thousands of words. He poured knowledge into my head that no one ever has heard about, talked about in history. I know, and I have known, some of these things I've held back for 60 years, which I've known. In fact, that's the reason why when I applied for an aptitude test in nuclear physics at MIT in grade 11, I got the scholarship recommendation. Because I beat 7,000 people, including people who had already had a master's degree in physics from MIT. So I turned it down and went to oceanography, and I finished my PhD at age 21 by sleeping on the lab floor. Okay? So I'm not an average person. They measured my IQ in grade 9. It was so far above 200 they couldn't measure it. All right? Now, I consider it a curiosity index. So what happened is, here I am, and I'm back there. And I wake up and I tell the nuns this, and so they told Monsignor and the Archbishop, and of course became an altar boy. I served Mass 6 days a week, including even for exorcisms. But at 14, the priest attacked me in the vestment room, and I punched him in the stomach, and when I told my dad, he beat me unconscious. All right? But I already knew I'd had a witness of God. It actually meant God face to face, you know, not like a little minor thing. And not like a couple of minutes in heaven. I was there. What would be like, and there's no time and space, would be like being with God for a millennium. I know things that no other humans have ever written, in books, poems, or poetry, or anything that's ever spoken of in history, I know, all right? And I've hidden some of this 60 years, okay? Now, 2,000 years ago, my ancestor was a descendant of Moses. 2,800 years ago, he murdered the daughter of the king of the Medes in Isfahan when the Medo-Persians were taken away and the Kohanim. And the one family that were blood descendants of Moses married the daughter of the king of the Medes and they became the Naimas. Here in the Sanhedrin was Joseph of Arimathea 2,000 years ago when Jesus gave a direct prophecy passed through my family in writing that was the basis for Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet, prophesying a Mosaic prophet at the time of the end. who's going to bring other prophets forward and let their truths from the Most High God save mankind from eternal annihilation. That man, that Moses, is me. I'm here speaking to you today. The apocalypse has started, and now no more Rodney Dangerdeagle, no more Nana's Lickspittle. The truth is here.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutriMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Story back. Now, it's been a long journey. Let's put it this way. When my first wife had MS, she got pregnant a month after we got married in the mid-70s in medical school, and she developed stage 5, the most aggressive multiple sclerosis you can imagine. She became paralyzed and blind and could only move her left arm, and she had to basically intubate her numerous times to stop her from suffocating on her own tongue. I had to carry her around in a wheelchair, and I was a strong guy, carrying her around for like years. And when we got first married, she got pregnant, and they told her she was such aggressive MS that she needed to get ACTH therapy to stop her from dying right on the spot. And a month later, they diagnosed her as being pregnant. They said, if she doesn't have an abortion, she's going to die. No, I was just a medical student, so I didn't know. I didn't want to do it. I cried and cried and cried, and so did Denise, right? And so what happened is, here I was, stuck in a situation where I'm a pro-life Catholic and I didn't want to do it. But I said, well, I don't want my wife to die. So we permitted her, and she went through the abortion procedure, and it ruined her. It destroyed her. It destroyed me, too. Now, what happened is I'm a very smart guy. I was actually working under the Dean of Medicine in the Emotion Disorders Lab. And I had already been accepted in 1978, 42 years ago, to do a science doctorate and PhD residency as under Dr. Tortolot at UCLA and the World MS Tissue Brain Bank and Electron Microscopy Lab for the entire planet at UCLA. But DARPA wanted me to work on the Super Soldier program, and they wanted to go female fetuses with CRISPR technology, which people didn't know about, and insert actin-myosin genes from jackals into these women that would be basically made as a fetus and genetically hybridized to be 12 times stronger than a human so they can carry a 500-pound backpack, 150 miles an hour, and could rip your heart out of your chest with nanotech body armor on that could be bulletproof, and have a MindLink helmet, because they already had one with liquid nitrogen with Dr. Tortolot's office for a pilot and F-14 fighter so we could fly the jet by thought. This is 42 years ago. So they poured billions into these projects, and they want to get people that are super geniuses like me to actually develop their technology so they have these weapons from hell. Okay? I said, go to hell, I'm not going to do it. So My wife's sister had already was with her husband, was a furrier in Calgary, Alberta. So I said, okay, I'll go to Calgary and I'll do a family medicine residency. I already did a year of internal medicine to Vancouver General. But part of my job as a resident to Calgary General, because Canada is a very, very secular country, is I was required to do abortions on a Friday. Now, I'm a very efficient surgeon. I did 40 total hips before I graduated medical school in 1977. I'd kick aside the senior resident and do the entire thing, you know, ship him a hip implant, mixing them, everything together, putting it in, sewing them up, everything. I remember one day, actually, after I did the surgery on a lady and I had my little orderly outfit on, she says, oh, that surgeon is so wonderful. Look at my scar. I've had no pain at all. I said, no, he's a good surgeon, isn't he? He sat walking around the operating room singing songs while I did the entire surgery in fourth year medical school. Okay? So I'm not an average doctor. So what happened is I decided I was going to do this. So what happened on a Friday, me and Dr. Amata would do on average about 36 abortions. Now, I'm a very efficient surgeon, so I wouldn't leave any baby body parts. We used to call them jigsaw babies, because if you leave a body part, the woman would either die of peripheral sepsis or bleed to death. So anybody wants to argue it's not murder, let's think of me as a former conciliary and a murderer, okay? This is murder. It's not just taking a giant lump of tissue out of somebody. It's murder, okay? From a murderer who has repented before the Most High God. Now, God dealt with me, and the way he dealt with me was very interesting, because obviously I was in a state of pre-annihilation, you know, because I come back to Earth to do his bidding, but I'd done something pretty awful because of what I had experienced with my first wife. So God had remembered, he said, you know, when you do evil, I'll shake your ugly human carcass, and I will make you a son again. So I'm here working in my little OR greens, and I'm working in the intensive care nursery, and I'm putting in umbilical catheters and resuscitating preemie babies and saving their little lives, their little tiny lives. And then I go to sleep in the resident room, and I hear this voice, get up, Eagle. You got to put all this equipment in the abortuary for the next day, because we had a lady who was a drug addict, and she was small for dates, but we weren't permitted to do an abortion above 20 weeks. So the previous week, Dr. Mata brought me to a steakhouse. He said, you know, you're such a great surgeon. I want you to take over the department when I, and eventually I want you to take over the Southern Alberta Abortuary, because you're the best surgeon I've ever had. And I said, I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, by the way, which I have discovered, including the cause of all major diseases Dr. Deagle knows, from heart disease to diabetes to dementia to post-traumatic brain injury to depression to the abnormal, I'll call predator behavior brain, which is basically reptilian brain. Dr. Deagle knows the cause of all major diseases, not just some, every single damn one of them. And God's inspired me. So anyway, here I was. I heard this voice that woke me up. Said, get up, Deagle. You got to put this equipment in the abortuary. I'm saying, leave me alone. I'm trying to sleep. After the sixth time, the angel picked me up and threw me against the wall. And damn, it hurt. I was an athlete running 6 miles a day up to 10 miles a day. It damn all hurt. So I got up. I said, okay, something's going on here. So I took a overhead heater, gonco suction and clamps and all the scalpels and everything I needed. And I walked past the abortuary doing a saline the next day on this lady. And the nurse looks it up. She's reading her little novel. I said, what are you doing? I said, I'm supposed to put this in the abortuary. Next day, the senior resident draws up the, you know, this giant, you know, 10-inch long needle of hypertonic saline. He plunges into her abdomen, and her abdomen is writhing like a B movie. I heard a voice, man, get down between her legs with a gonco, Deagle. So I did. I heard this voice. She popped the baby like I was like I had a catcher's mitt, and I cut the cord and saved the baby's life. And the surgeon, Dr. Mata, tried to drive a scalpel into my neck and slit my throat and kill me on the spot in the operating room. And the orderly kept him from 4 inches from lacerating my throat and killing me in the spot. So the resident director for family medicine said, Deagle, you better get yourself out of the hospital. If he sees you, he's packing. He's very wealthy and powerful. He told me I had $24 million in the bank and connected to all the political people and everything. It didn't matter if he killed you. It would be considered an accident or he mistake you. But you got to switch hospitals. So I had to switch to the Foothills Hospital from the Calgary General. So the baby survived because of what God told me to do. But I was, when I bought my practice a few years later, I bought it from the Mormon prophet's daughter's husband's brother. I had 22,500 Mormons. I took care of the Temple of Mormons that do human sacrifice. Did you know that? I also found out that the Mormon temple in Salt Lake City has an actual throne room in gold for Satan. Wow. Okay?
I didn't know that.
Right. No, there's lots of stuff people don't know. They think, well, Dingo, you're making this up. You're just a really colorful author. No, I'm not. This is my life, okay? This is not even open to people's damned opinion. So anyway, you know, they think they have a right to an opinion, but if something counters something I physically experienced, it's like, not likely, okay? So anyway, here I was. And if you want an abortion, and I wouldn't refer to second or third trimester ever after that experience. But I would refer for first trimester if the Council of the 70 in the Mormon Church recommended it. It was very rare, but it happened. But I had a lady in 1985, and I was now trying to seek, and I was now with my current lady, Michelle, 35 years now, and I started seeking God. I said, God, you know, you got to be out there. I didn't want to go to church because I figured the church doors were heavy to keep Satan from getting out. So I knew God was real, but I figured I wasn't going to church even though I had 22,500 Mormons. They wanted me to become a Mormon, by the way. I even studied at Pearl of Great Price in their Mormon Doctrine and Covenant. And they tried to see if they could get me to become a Mormon stake guy and become part of their council. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. But anyway, so what happened is here I am in 1980. In 1985, a Christian comes to my office. He says, I'm a Christian. I think, oh, God, I got a Christian. You know, because I thought Christians were, you know, a little bit wacky, you know, because I hadn't had a good experience as being attacked by the priest when I was, in just a little 14-year-old kid working as a high altar boy. So she said, but God said that you're going to save my little boy's life. That's another story. She said, I'm pregnant after trying for 12 years. And she said, I'm a diabetic. I said, well, that's a little scary to be pregnant and diabetic. She said, but I have no kidneys. I said, oh, my God. If you don't have an abortion, you're going to die. She said, no. God told me if I come to you, you're going to save me. I want you to put me in hospital on dialysis until I deliver this baby. And I said, well, I can't do that. She said, I'm going to find a Christian doctor. She held my hand and said a prayer. She said, I'm going to pray for you right now. And I'm going to come back with my baby when I find a pro-life doctor to put me in the Holy Cross Hospital. So I said, that's good. And I'm thinking, uh-oh. And I kind of had a crawly, you know, kind of like a tingly sensation down my neck. I said, uh-oh, something's up here. 7 months later, she comes in with her baby, a beautiful baby. And I cried so hard, it burst all the blood vessels in my upper body. I couldn't talk for 2 days. I realized what a monster I'd become because of the circumstances I was through, and I repented. And when I traveled all across the United States and Canada pro-life, one of the things that kept on coming up, what about in the case of Down syndrome? And it wasn't a few years later, I had a visit from the Pindar, 28 years ago. Now, I was back in Enfield, and the Pindar visited me, and he says, Dr. Bill Deagle. I said, it's wonderful to see my son. I said, I was snoring in a different part of my house because I was having to start getting a little obstructive apnea. I'm about to stop it after getting vivo slice therapy after 28 years. And I said, you're not my father. Who are you? He said, I'm the Pindar. I said, what the heck is that? He said, I want you to be my understudy and take over my position when I ascend. I said, ascend to do what? And he said, we have one problem. You wrote the book, Clay and Iron and Abortion Never Again. I said, only God knows that. Not even my Baptist pastor. I was living in Enfield, Nova Scotia at the time. I said, I rebuke you in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, I'm going to touch your baby girl's heart, and I'm going to kill you. And I said, I know you must be evil. If you said that and you knew about my book, not even my Baptist pastor knows about it. So I said, I'm called to be a prophet of the Most High God, covered by the blood of Yeshua, the Father in the flesh. And I have the signet ring of the Creator of the universe. And I rebuke you in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he repeated, I'm going to touch your baby girl's heart, and I'm going to kill you. I said, I have three sons, Matthew, Stephen, and Christopher. And he repeated, I said, you know, God, I said, I rebuke you. And he just appeared literally 5 feet in front of me in broad daylight. So that day I did a pregnancy test. My wife was pregnant, Michelle. And 6 weeks later, I was trained with ultrasound under Dr. McMillan because I was one of the really sharp medical students trained in radiology and ultrasound in the mid-70s with conjoint studies between Dalhousie and Harvard University in Boston. And I'm there, and the technician's going, oh, oh, oh. And I walk over to the monitor, and I was like, oh, my God, I could see no handle. So I knew it was a little girl, nuchal thickening, and a giant endocardial cushion defect. And my mouth dried up, and I start crying. That the devil had talked to my, touched my baby girl. But let me tell you, I went through a lot. Man, God's battle hardened me for the battle that's coming. We are now in it, people. You need to know that. By the way, I'm doing a lot of talking now. I want you to talk more because we have another hour. We can go into...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I'm going through all these stories because you haven't heard me before. Is my primary job is to first serve the Jews, but also to serve all the believers on earth and give them the spiritual manna. It doesn't matter what your genetics are, but it's also to call forward the co-prophets. In other words, those who have apostolic and prophetic calling at the time of the end. You know, it says that there's the four living beasts before the throne room of God, and there's the 24 elders. People don't wonder who the 24 elders are, right? Do you know who they are? 12 at the beginning of ministry and 12 at the end of the 2,000 years, a double portion of grace of 2,000 years. There's not an extra millennium like some silly Christians teach, or three gods. There's only one God. And one of the things God told me not to say for 60 years is God is limitlessly incarnated as a being in limitless worlds across the cosmos. And he's come not just as Yeshua, the Father in the flesh, because Jesus is not a lesser God. He's God. He's God. But God's not limited. He can be the burning bush of the mountain. He can be in a limitless number of worlds where he literally brings his wisdom to these beings across the vast universe that's highly populated. He even brought me before him when I was 8 years old to what's called the virtual council in the spirit realm called the Council of the Eschaton. And I've been there three times. He said, I'm going to bring you forth again, Deagle. He told me this in dreams just recently after I started doing my ministry here and coming back to Genesis. He said, I'm going to bring you forth again. But my primary job is to have people like you, and it was a supernatural thing, to have words of truth for the people to come forward with an apostolic and a prophetic calling to have the finances, the platform, and the ability to get through to not a small audience of 100,000, but millions who will hear the truth before the time of the end. This virus that's out there now, the super weapon, the coming pole shift, the coming thermonuclear war, all these events are there, Satan trying to stomp out the human race and try to abort the humanity before we become the queen of the heavens. And it's my job to bring and prophesy like Moses, where he brought them to the desert of the Middle East to sanctify the peoples of God. It's my job to bring them to the desert of the cosmos and become the queen of the heavens, not just eternal heavens, but the heavens of the universe, as we spread to tens of millions of worlds in the millions of years to come, that we will become the queen of the heavens, literally co-equal with God, because his spirit will fuse with us, and we'll be the female counterpart of God in this realm of entropy or time-space. That's our destiny. People don't know that. The marriage supper is coming because God's coming back, but it's going to be hell because Satan's trying to abort us. And it's my job to bring forth the co-prophet as an apostle, the last 12 of that 24. That's my job. That last 12 I'm bringing forth. There's all kinds of other, but every Christian is going to have dreams and visions. Everyone. If you're a believer and you're Most High God, you're going to have dreams and visions. But there's 12 special people that have an apostolic and prophetic calling that God says, you will be the Lamed who will bring these forth. You will have the finances, the media power, and so on to bring forth and anoint them with the spiritual anointing to say they are called to speak truth to the people before the time of the end, before many die of physical horrifying things like these virus, or thermonuclear war in a flash, or starvation, or a pole shift, or tsunamis, that God is saying, I'm bringing faith and manna to the people before the time of the end. That's what's happening. So in other words, I spent all that time, and I can bring over to the third hour too, by the way, because I spent a lot of time talking. I want you to know, this event that happened today when I had no guests at all, none, other than Michelle the first hour, and then she's a fantastic co-host. I said, God, what are you going to do? God said, I'm going to do a miracle today. I said, okay, God. So I got an email from Jerry McLaughlin, and I said, oh, my gosh, this guy, I remember interviewing him years ago. And I got this feeling in my spirit, I'm going to email him to see if he's available. So now I'm going to keep you over to the third hour, but I did most of the talking the first hour of our visit today. But I want you to know who Dr. Bill Deagle is. I'm a doctor. I'm a scientist. I'm a classified above top secret clearance guy. But most importantly, I'm a son of the Most High. I'm a prophet and apostle. I'm the Moses that brings forth the other prophets and apostles at the end of the age. I am he, and I guess what? I'm already pretty certain I found the Ezekiel prophet, the other witness that is my counterpart. Ken Klein is a surviving Jew, and his family survived the Holocaust. He was on last week, and he preaches the truth of what we were before we came to Earth as humans. People need to realize the apocalypse is not just unveiling evil and awful things, it's unveiling the truth about what we are and where we're going and what the destiny of mankind is. That's what's wonderful, that men, Jesus said, when I return, will there be faith on the earth? There will be, because our manna truck of truth in your books and the books of other people that come on in their videos will feed people truth so they'll have some feeling in their spirit, even if they're suffering or they're dying of SARS coronavirus or dying of a thermonuclear war. They'll know that their God is God and he's with them. No matter what's going on, our God is God.
What an amazing dissertation on your life, Doc.
Well, you know, listen, I have been resurrected multiple times. Birth, 8 and a half, 5 years ago, I was in terminal heart failure and God resurrected me. Last January, I had a terminal stroke and he resurrected me from that. And in December, just before Christmas again, I ended up losing my hearing in my right ear, went completely deaf, and I have superhuman hearing. Got so dizzy I couldn't hardly walk, and was using a walker, and I could tell when praying that the devil was trying to take me out before the apocalypse started. January 27th, God woke me at 3:30 in the morning and said, "You're going to release all your data." Now the guy I trained under 48 years ago, Dr. Robert Brown, was a bioweaponeer in Bethesda, and one day in 10 years he survived when the T virus got a containment at a Rutgers campus negative pressure facility, and all his colleagues were incinerated at 2,000 degrees. He moved to Dalhousie University as a bacteriologist, virologist. So I trained under a bioweaponeer 48 years ago. My life is, God's had my daytimer. I said, one guy in Minnesota, when I spoke 21 years ago in Minnesota, three tours of duty for the Prophecy Club, he said, "How could you be in all these places, Deagle? How could you know all this stuff?" I said, "I'm not normal. I never was. How could you be in all these places? You'd have to be 50 people." I said, "God had my daytimer. How could you survive?" I said, "He had to resurrect me." People say, "Oh, no, how could that happen? Why do you think my astral eyes and spirits are open? I don't need to take ayahuasca or magic mushrooms or marijuana or anything. I see the spirit realm like everybody else sees a mountain or the door in front of them. I don't have to discern. There's literally nothing that can be withheld from my imagination. I have the sewer net, I call it, classified sources, including people inside the Pentagon, CENTCOM, and Homeland Security. I can contact, or they contact me after the show. And God told me 2.5 years ago to pray, and he said, "Deagle, I want you to pray." I'm sitting in my same chair I am now, and he said, "I'm going to show you a vision." I sat there, and I saw Russian submarines tunneling into the sidewalls of the Orinoco River, and I saw launching sites for medium intermediate-range nuclear missiles in La Rochelle, north of Venezuela. I said, "My God, Lord, why did you say this?" And I said, "For 10 years, I've had on my show John W. Spring as a whistleblower in 1960 with John F. Kennedy, and 1983 was with Ronald Reagan for nukes from Russia." I said, "John, I want you to research this because you've been on my show for 10 years. 3 months later, he said, "My gosh, Deagle, you're correct." So I told Jeff Renz last January 9th of last year, I said, "Jeff, I want to come on your show and talk about this." He said, "If you can get satellite photos, Deagle, it's Pulitzer Prize winning. Nobody's going to give me a Pulitzer Prize winning. They're going to do like YouTube did last week. Last month, they threatened me to take me off YouTube last month for putting on Barbara Honecker in the 9/11 Truth Commission, which I know is an inside job. But they demonetized me because I talk about the COVID virus. And you have to understand, I've had my years of lick spittle and persecution from family, friends, colleagues. But guess what? God said on January 27th, your days of being Rodney Dangerdeagle and being a man of lick spittle are over. Because you will show them the grace and the spirit and the recompense of the Most High God, or you will be their angel of death. In other words, you get to choose people who want to be a sheep or goat. You listen, and I save you from COVID virus or getting out of the big cities and surviving at least 2 months away from the disaster coming. Or you face an annihilation, which is not just going to be a physical annihilation, because the annihilation that's more serious is the annihilation of the soul. And our nation is not repentant. Our president is not a Christian. Our vice president is not a Christian. These are people, our public institutions are not Christian. The Constitution is not Christian. It's made by the Green Dragon Pub. It's oppositional powers. Every public institution, every religion on earth is apostate. Every single political system, every medical system is entirely luciferic. I'm sorry to say this, but I can prove it by logic and evidence. And the problem is, without a public and personal repentance from apostasy, our nation is doomed, isn't it?
Yes. We are doomed. Yeah, there's no... Bill, there's absolutely no way to save America in my...
Well, yeah, there's a way to save it. Take from our... Listen, think of you and me. Let's say Terry Cook and Bill Deagle, we got a food truck. And that food truck is in the spirit. And our food truck's going to pull up to their mind and it's going to say, you know what? There's no charge, but you can have any kind of manna sandwich. You can have a manna health sandwich, a manna geopolitical sandwich, or a manna spiritual sandwich, or you can have all three. We don't charge you anything. All you have to do is decide what menu you want, what you want, and we'll make it up for you right now, and you can have a manna sandwich. What do you think of that?
Well, to save our nation, our physical nation, from going down the tubes is virtually impossible except to the Lord. But I think, see, since this is a time of prophecy fulfillment like no other, then America does, in fact, have to go down for the count. Otherwise, the Communist New World Order can't consummate everything.
Let me tell you what's happening. The reason why this plague has been, I've been getting ready for this for a long time. I was the exit examiner for the Alpha P. Murrah building. Do you know about that? In 1995. And my boss, Major Swinter, is off doing airtime, so all five special forensic team were off. I had to examine all of them to make sure they were physically okay after they came back to the toxicology of the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. Now, you got to remember who Deagle is. I actually was recruited in 1969, but I was making high explosives and solid fuel rockets at 12, 13, 14. I'd order the chemicals up and weld the rockets together. I was a high explosives expert as a team, okay? So when I examined these guys, they said there were seven times more info in the Khobar Towers years earlier in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. So one of the five broke down and in great detail told me exactly how they'd had removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micronukes, RDX, and three radiation detectors went off scale with radiation. And he showed me a rash in his arm. He said, I don't want to have normal kids. I said, I don't want to. And he started crying. And I said to him, I said, don't cry. I'll help you. I said, test on him. He said, he got a loose tongue near board person. They court-martialed him, and they called me to the boardroom and gave me death threats and fired me on the spot. And I said, you're going to give me a letter of reference and $50,000 cash. And if you come in, it was under 500 miles of me and my family like alien predator. I know you're coming, and I'll arrange an appointment like a secretary for you to meet your maker. Next day, I got the letter of reference and the $50,000 cash in 95. 2001, before 9/11, I met with the same guys at the CDC, FBI, and FEMA. So I worked with the Reserve Bank when he was in 97. With the federal government as a point man for the entire country on biological, well, radiological, chemical terrorism. I was the man for the whole country. And these maniacs were laughing like jackals about the new release of weaponized anthrax and demolition of the World Trade Center buildings in New York with nukes, okay? So I knew it beforehand. This is not a theory. This is a fact. Ugly fact. All right? Back in a few minutes for the next hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.